Why didn't Anna and Elsa's parents teach them the whole alphabet? Because they got lost at sea. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of July the 10th, 2014. I am Simon Atwell, and that laughing bird was Andrew. Yeah,
that's the best.
It is a superior joke to the other one I was considering, but I was like, man, I don't know if I want to do a dark joke. Then I realized, of course I want to do a dark joke.
Yeah, it's not that dark.
It's not that dark, mostly because it's a Disney film anyway. Can't be that dark.
Yeah.
It's just a joke about their parents' death. It's also a little dark.
Yeah.
I want to start with wishing Nikola Tesla a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
I even put it in notes to make sure we mentioned it, because on July the 10th, which is the day we record, Thursday, it is actually Nikola Tesla's birthday. I don't remember all of it. I saw a thing on Reddit, maybe. It was, without him, Angus Young's band wouldn't have its name.
That's true.
AC/DC.
Yeah.
Elon Musk's car of the future would need a new moniker. That would be the Tesla cars. There was another one that I couldn't remember. Well, some people might not know who Elon Musk is.
Yeah.
Although,
did you see his dealings with the oatmeal guy?
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
No.
The guy who writes the oatmeal has been working on the Tesla Museum. And he had a phone call with him today, and he's like, so what can you do for it? And he's like, I'm going to donate $1 million and set up a charge station at the museum.
Yeah, Elon Musk, man. He's got a lot of money. Is he SpaceX? He's one of those newfangled, reusable, better traveling to space things.
Yeah.
I think he might be SpaceX, because that's the only name I can remember right now. There's two or three that have come out in the last couple of years. Well, become prominent in the last couple of years.
I think he just does what he wants.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's got that much money. Anyway, Nikola Tesla. Happy birthday.
Thanks for the things that you did.
Thanks for the things that you invented, even though you were hated when you were alive.
Except by your pigeons. I'm sure they loved you.
Gonna move from Nikola Tesla on to not quite the news just yet, because I'm gonna get the name drops of other podcasts done early, because it's just weird to me.
Name drop.
I was gonna spring this on Andrew, but I actually told him before the show. So, two podcasts that I listened to this week on my walk home from work: Drunks and Dragons and the Oodcast, which is the Doctor Who podcast.
Name drop.
Name drop. Name drop. Both of them, at the Drunks and Dragons, did a live episode 2-3 weeks ago. At the beginning of it, they sang like Frozen covers, like, you know, a few lines of it, or 30 seconds of it, maybe. One was, do you want to kill some minions? They don't have to be minions. Like, he sang a whole bit of the song, and the other one was Railroad, instead of Let It Go. I was listening to the Oodcast, and the Oodcast always does at least one cover song during their episode, like a Doctor Who styled, a Doctor Who lyriced, I should say, cover song. And I was listening to it, it was at the end of the episode, I was like, this sounds so familiar, what is this music? And then they got to the chorus, and it was Let It Go. And I was like, I literally just went, oh god, it's Frozen, I dropped my head to my desk. Because I mean, maybe it's just because I haven't seen this movie yet, I don't understand. Why is it still everywhere? Still
it's
everywhere.
Awesome.
But that, I looked it up. It came out in November. Last November.
Yep.
It's been like 6 months, man. Why is it still so huge?
It was so popular that the DVD release overlapped while it was still in theaters.
I know. But 6 months. Six months and barely slowed down. I see at least a dozen things in reference to it, or GIFs from it, or pictures, or jokes on the Reddit app every week.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I've seen it, and I love it, and it's a great movie, but I don't get it either.
Okay. That, you know what? That makes me feel better, because I'm not just crazy.
I mean, it's a fantastic movie. Saw it, like, a million times. I think, like, twice in theaters, and then I own it.
And you left it in your computer forever.
Because yeah.
There's no reason to take it out. I'm just going to watch it again.
And I've got, like, the soundtrack and, like, deluxe. It's, like, one side's the vocal stuff, and then the other one's, like, the extra. And then they got, like, all these extra tracks that weren't in the movie and, like, some demo reels.
Extra tracks. Oh, man. Although it does... So what you're saying is you are definitely a huge fan, and you don't get why it's still the huge bombastic hit that it is 6 months after its release.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, it's good, but it's not, like, that good.
Yeah, I mean, in the defense of the Oodcast, the reason I looked it up, in the defense of the Oodcast, they recorded theirs in, like, December or January, and they just released it this week. they reviewed the 50th. Anniversary episode, which came out in November. They didn't record their episode until at least a month and a half afterwards, and then they didn't release it five more months. Yeah. They joked about that, though. So, and that's why I looked it up. I was like, they recorded this a really long time ago, but Drunks and Dragons just recorded like 2 weeks ago. And it feels, because it's so popular, it feels like this movie just came out to me.
Yes.
November.
But you really should watch it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, we were actually talking about it yesterday, Eric and I. Was it yesterday? Yes, we come back from Zares. And she was talking about somebody who, anytime they go to the States, they got kind of, it's not give people a hard time, it's, they talk in, like, the stereotype Canadian accent, and, you know, gotta talk about, go to play, set my skates and play some hockey, you know, they do all the Canadian stereotypes.
Yeah.
To Americans.
Yeah.
And I guess he said to somebody, yeah, I gotta go lace up the moose. And, like, the guy actually believed that he was riding a moose. And I was like, that would be awesome. I would totally ride a moose if, you know, I could train it like a horse. You could ride a moose like a horse.
Yeah.
And then she was like, we must have been talking about Frozen earlier in that, because she's like, there's a moose in Frozen? I was like, I think I've seen pictures of that.
It's a reindeer.
It's a reindeer? I've not seen the movie, so I didn't know. I did talk about Cold Hands, though. Oh, you've not read the books, and he did not show up in the show, so you have no idea who Cold Hands is.
I'm confused.
Game of Thrones reference. I guess he was supposed to be a White Walker, but he was a good White Walker. He helped Bran and Jojen and them get to the Crow in the books.
I see.
He also helped Sam and Gilly get to the Wall from Craster's.
Yeah.
But he just didn't show up. He just didn't show up in the show. I think he was supposed to be Benjen. That's the prevailing theory, is that Cold Hands is Benjen. Because Benjen disappeared and was never seen from again in the first book. Anyway, it's not important. 10 minutes into the show, let's go into our news, unless you have something else off topic to say.
Off topic.
Alright, into the news. First, quick sort of mention, I saw this today, and I just had to put it in. Ian McKellen has tweeted the first public picture of him as 93-year-old Sherlock Holmes.
And he looks it.
93 or Sherlock Holmes?
93.
He does. He looks rather aged in the picture.
Like, holy crap.
Sure, we'll throw the picture up with the notes or on the site somehow. Right, Andrew?
Yep.
Trust you to do this.
Yep.
I mean, because if you didn't see it, which I'm sure you guys, if you're interested, halfway interested in it, you probably did, because he tweeted it, and then it was everywhere. Like,
he looks so old.
Immediately afterwards. But, you know, he looks Holmesian. Holmesian? It's a good word. I like it.
He's got a very sophisticated face, and he's British, so I guess that's Sherlock Holmes.
They and I believe they started filming recently in the UK somewhere. They started that recently.
I also think they showed some more about the rest of the cast.
I did not see that.
But I forgot to put it in the show notes.
You're worse.
Yeah.
You're the opposite of Batman.
Link in the show notes, maybe.
Don't promise things you won't deliver. That's all I have to say.
I just don't remember if it exists.
Speaking of studied filming recently, although I don't know how recent it actually was, two more relatively unknown actors have been cast in Star Wars Episode 7. I'm even 100% sure what their roles are. But Crystal Clark and Pip Anderson.
Pip.
Yes, the guy's name is actually Pip.
Pip.
Pip, cheerio. They have been cast in Episode 7. They've each done, you know, a few... Three to five things. Had sort of small roles in 3 to 5 things. On, according to IMDb. And apparently they both got cast because there was an open casting call for Star Wars. So there's somewhere in the range of 67,000 actors came to it. I assume it took multiple days. And that's where they were found. They went to the open casting call and got cast. So that's awesome.
It's a lot of people.
Well, it's bloody Star Wars. And
I'd go.
Isn't this kind of, as a child, it's often one of your like dreams. There's like an open casting call for some huge budget movie thing, and you go and you somehow get the role over people who are actual actors, and you become a famous movie star.
And then I can go to Diagon Alley when it opens.
Isn't that open?
With all the other famous people.
Oh, but you mean before it opens?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Plus, I'm pretty sure it's already actually open.
Yeah, it is.
Did we discuss that just before the show, or was that actually on there?
I don't remember.
I think it was just before the show. We were talking about somebody from another podcast, because I guess on a press thing, got into the press and famous people showing of the Diagon Alley, the recently opened, or soon to be opened, addition to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, at whatever theme park that is out in California.
Diagonally.
Adventure something? I don't know. Wherever the Wizarding World of Harry Potter is. I don't care about Harry Potter enough to know where its theme park is. Oh yes. On Ant-Man, on the news of Ant-Man, on the Ant-Man front, they have hired two more writers. Two new writers to... I read a couple of different articles to try and figure out exactly what's going on with these guys. Some people said revisions. Some people said there's script doctoring, which is basically revisions, but more sort of at the time, more hands-on. Some people said rewriting. So they're going to be doing something with writing, and they're going to be on set. So Gabriel Ferrari, which is an awesome last name, and Andrew Barrer are the names of the writers. They wrote, there was apparently a very popular but didn't get made, you know, screenplay for a short, I believe, a couple years ago, and the name has left me. They were also working on the Sabrina the Teenage Witch reboot, which I guess is maybe happening. I didn't know that. Yeah, it's weird. And a couple other things. Something called Haunt. And I don't know what else. Nothing I'd really heard of, with the exception of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which I'd not really heard of that one.
That specific one.
Yeah, I remember the Melissa Joan Hart one. I remember the cartoon one.
Yeah, me too.
And then nothing. Anyway. More writers, and there has been no talk nobody's heard talk from Marvel about pushing back the release date that is less, well, that is about a year from now, July 17th, 2015. If they're still working heavily on the script, like if these guys are just kind of, yeah, we're here on set to quick do some, oh, this needs to change like this so it works, then sure. If this is a heavy script revision thing, you have less than a year to film it. And Viz Effects.
The rest
and
of everything it.
Else. Yeah. So it's real fast. Mind you, it is Marvel, and Marvel is Disney.
Yeah.
So it is possible, I guess. I mean, how quick are they turning out that Star Wars movie we just talked about? That's a year. Or so.
Crazy.
Yeah. Disney. When you have all the money in the world, you can do basically anything in the world.
Like it have an electric car company and a spaceship company.
Elon Musk, yeah. And be super, super cool. Like, look up, like, if you don't know anything about Elon Musk, you gotta look stuff up about him. He's super cool. And he's barely, I don't want to say, I don't know how, he's generous. Let's say generous to worthwhile, like, causes and things. Like, he's not, like, Scrooge, where he's super stingy with his money.
Yeah.
He's like, you're a really good cause. Yeah, I like that. Have some money. That's kind of how it goes.
I just want one of his cars.
Hmm?
I want one of his cars.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of that is he's trying. The whole point of Tesla, according to Elon Musk, is to make electric cars affordable for everybody.
Yeah.
And save the planet. And save the planet so that when SpaceX takes off and, you know, we actually start colonizing other planets, it's still okay to come home? I don't know. First, we have to mine asteroids. That's the first plan for reusable spacecraft, I think.
We just have to make it to that.
According to people in the know, we're not as far off from that as we may think. But I'm not
colonizing
in the know.
Colonizing or the end?
What?
Colonizing or the end of the world?
Both.
Oh.
I was specifically talking about colonizing and mining asteroids and all that stuff, but we're always close to the end of the world.
I'm excited.
Depends on how. That actually reminds me about not end of the world, but something about Doctor Who that they brought up on the Oodcast. I don't know if we talk about it. It's not. You know what? I'm going to go anyway because I want other people to hear it. I don't know if you remember the 50th anniversary very well.
Maybe.
But I don't remember it that well. But at some point during the episode, like we saw some. It was a Gallifrey where some fancy dressed Time Lords were trying to figure something out and not die, and somebody comes like running into the room saying the High Council's plan has failed.
Yeah.
That happened. Do you understand what that reference was to? Because I didn't get it at the time.
No.
The End of Time. It was a reference to The End of Time. David Tennant's last two-parter, where Rassilon and the High Council were trying to break into Earth against the Doctor and the Master.
That's so weird.
So Rassilon's going against 10, while the other Time Lord's also going against 10 at the same time.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
Thanks. Anyway, back to the news. We'll go from Ant-Man to the Atom, which is basically this is a very similar character, but DC. Now I looked. I couldn't see a very official confirmation, but according to TV Line and EW.com, claimed they also confirmed it independently. That Brandon Routh, who was Superman in Superman Returns and was awesome in Chuck and has done lots of other things, was cast as the Atom in Arrow. The Atom is a guy who makes himself microscopic, like, you know, the size of an atom. And it's never been live-actioned before, understandably. Because that's weird. Now, this could be he's the Atom, and maybe he doesn't go super small. Maybe there's something else that he does. He just happens to also use the name the Atom, or be the same character, like the same character they just TVized him. But considering what we're about to talk about with the Flash, and you know, the Flash and the whole metahumans thing happening, people with powers, it's also very likely even that he does have the power.
Yeah.
Which I would be very interested in seeing how they do on TV. I also saw an interesting thing on this, the bottom of this same article, is that if they keep like throwing all the DC characters in the Arrow and the Flash, it's gonna be weird with the movie. Like, we're gonna have two different continuity universes going on, or is the Arrow Flash continuity going to lead into the movie continuity, and it's all one thing?
See, that'd be smart, like the way the Marvel does it.
The Marvel. Well, that's because they did their movie continuity and then came out with a TV show.
Yeah.
That TV show is specifically off of the movies.
Yeah, which is smart.
Yeah. So we'll see if DC does that, or if they just keep two different continuities going for some reason. Move on to from Arrow, from the star of Arrow, Stephen Amell, who is born in Toronto, by the way. He's Canadian. Born in Toronto. His cousin, Robbie Amell, also born in Toronto, has been cast as, I'm looking at the wrong story, cast as Firestorm in The Flash. Robbie Amell has been seen on the CW before in The Tomorrow People, which I never heard of, but it actually sounded like it could be in a very interesting show. But that's not the news. That's because it's a CW show. We never hear about CW show. CW usually makes bad shows. With the exception of at least one so far. Yes, Firestorm, who initially was like people who got caught in the explosion of the particle accelerator and then got fused together, sort of. They can fuse together, become Firestorm, who's basically nuclear powered. In the show, is just one guy who can be nuclear powered. It's not fusion of the two things. Which, I guess, fusion of the two guys kind of played out sort of like Deadpool, because one guy was unconscious when they fused, so the one who was not unconscious when they're Firestorm sort of has more control, and it was just kind of a voice in his head mostly, and can maybe exert, you know, kind of fight against him, so he's it's more difficult to do things. But I guess they're not going to do that. Mostly because that's very difficult to do on TV. That's something you have to read.
Fusion.
What?
That's weird.
What's weird?
Just that concept, I guess. I don't know. DC.
Weird on TV. I mean, it's not weird for comics. Not at all.
No, nothing's weird for comics.
That's a good point. Nothing is weird for comics.
I think everything's been done.
This
article of, like, Batman, the worst Batman villains, and one of them was, like, Kite Man.
Crazy Quilt. There's also Crazy Quilt.
And there's, like, the Penny something or other.
Penny guy, the guy who steals pennies.
Yeah.
That's all he steals. He steals lots of pennies, but he only steals pennies. Yeah. And that's who I imagine the giant penny in the Batcave is from, or used against, or something. Penny guy. Weird. Yeah. Calendar Man. Calendar Man's weird. Because he just does things on the holidays. Does his crimes holiday-themed on that holiday.
Yeah. Like, that's really scraping the bottom of the barrel of supervillains.
He's in Batman Arkham City, though, Calendar Man. He's in the courthouse, in, like, the holding cells under it. And if you go to see him on, like, every major holiday, like, he'll mention the next holiday. If you go and visit him on that holiday, he does a little extra line about the holiday. Maybe he talks about one of his crimes that he committed or something. If you do it on every holiday that he mentions, you get an achievement.
That's funny.
Every holiday. I was like, man, I've never gotten it. I've had that game in two different versions for years, and I've never gotten it because I keep forgetting about it.
think you
move
could
on to
just
another
change
game.
Gandhi, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I've considered that, and then I was like, you know what? It's not worth the effort. It's really not. It's not a lot of effort, and it's not worth it for an achievement on Steam or an achievement on my PS3. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
All right. Firestorm, The Flash. I'm looking forward to The Flash. I watched the extended trailer today, which was maybe like 30 seconds to a minute more extended than the last trailer I saw. There's very, very little difference in the trailers. That's why I didn't bother putting it.
Speaking of trailers, back at the movies, did you hear about that like crazy long Guardians trailer?
I saw the extended one, which was like 5 minutes.
Yeah. There's like a 17-minute preview up somewhere.
Oh, the preview, yeah. I heard about a preview. They do previews all the time. I think it was a important person preview, like a press preview or something.
Nah, it's on the internet, like a trailer. Yeah.
I just
but
saw the
I was
5 minute one.
Pointedly avoiding it.
Yeah, I didn't bring up the 5.5 minute one because I didn't figure you'd want to watch the 5.5 minute one.
No.
We even talked about it. I also didn't put something in about Avatar the Last, or The Legend of Korra, rather. It's not really a spoiler, and it's not also kind of sort of half news, so I just didn't bother putting it. But I considered it right up till the very moment
yeah,
we started recording.
But also about Korra, what do you think of the release schedule for the episodes?
It's weird, right? They didn't release one last week, they're releasing two this week, and they released three the first week. So, three episodes, nothing, two episodes.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be 3-2-2-3.
Nickelodeon be crazy.
Yeah.
I bet they're having, next week there'll be nothing. It'll probably be another gap week, and I don't understand why. Maybe there's something that happens on Nickelodeon every second Friday.
Yeah.
And because they don't watch Nickelodeon, I don't understand why they're doing it. But
that's entirely possible.
And I am excited for the next, or this Friday, I guess, the next two episodes, because the Metal Clan, like the second episode that'll be airing tomorrow, sounds really awesome. And that's actually the one that we were going to talk about. And hopefully we're sure to learn about Lin this season.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We better. Because it seems like they're going that direction. with the episode descriptions, they seem to be going that direction. I'm like, God damn it, you better just tell us already. Because it's, come on, we need to know. We need to know.
Exactly.
Alright, let's move back to TV again. Last thing in TV, Once Upon a Time, we're also going back to Frozen a little bit.
Frozen!
Once Upon a Time, it was announced a couple days ago that Georgina Hague has been cast as Elsa. Georgina Hague and a few things. I know her from the last season of Fringe. She was Ella in the last season of Fringe, and one episode of the fourth season of Fringe.
The stretch and for the new name.
What? Oh, Ella to Elsa?
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, that's funny. You know, she's blonde and skinny-ish. Skinny. She's not, like, super skinny. I say skinny-ish because she's not, like, the starving ribs. All ribs skinny.
Angelina Jolie skinny.
She can probably fill out the Elsa dress, the blue dress. I rewatched that little scene that was the season 3 ender. Because I was like, didn't they already show who she was? I watched it again, and they don't actually show the prison's face. It could just be any blonde woman.
Yeah.
It might not even be blonde. It could be a wig in that one. But yes, Georgina Hague will be playing Elsa in season 4. She will be joining the already announced Elizabeth Lail as Anna. I've never heard of Elizabeth Lail. I looked her up, and I don't think I've seen anything with her in it. Nice. And Scott Michael Foster as Kristoff, who I've never heard of. He looks kind of young to me. Might be why I haven't heard of him. You know?
They're all pretty young.
Yeah, this is accurate. I really only heard of Joanna Haig because she was on Fringe. I love Fringe. Fringe is the best. Fringe is life. All right. We're going to move on, I guess.
To the games?
The games?
The which games?
I only kind of care about the first thing, and then everything else, I'm like, ugh.
Do you have The Wolf Among Us?
I don't, but I'm going to wait like Rachel is and just get them all at once when they're on sale.
Well, that's now.
Oh, I thought only the last one was on sale.
No, you just buy it.
Oh, and it all comes at once. See, yeah. I never actually bought The Walking Dead game.
Right.
I have it for PlayStation 3. I borrowed from somebody, but I never put it in the PlayStation. I never played it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if
that was like what I was confused with at first, too. Is like, do you have to buy each episode separately, or is it what? Mm-hmm. No, it's just
Steam. I saw it on Steam, and it read to me like, the last episode's on sale.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought too. But no, you just buy it once, and then it gets released episodically and updates itself.
It's on Steam, and it's all released, and I believe it might still be on sale.
Yeah, it probably is. I'm not sure if it will be by Friday.
I assume me trying to check it on Steam is what caused me to lose internet. Which, by the way, if you guys hear an edit line there. That's because I just lost internet. I'm gonna let you know because I'm sure is noticeable. My internet went it disconnected from Google and it stopped recording. The hang it. I blame me checking Steam. So indirectly, Andrew, I blame you.
Thank you. The Wolf Among Us is indeed still in sale. This trailer is also very loud.
I'm glad you're wearing headphones then, so it doesn't screw up our recording again.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I'm not editing anymore, because I really, really have to.
For those of you who don't know, The Wolf Among Us is a story-driven game where it's mostly about the choices you make and whatnot. Like the Walking Dead game.
That it came is out. Telltale, right?
Yeah.
And company?
Yeah. And,
was that a pre-order? Did they do season 2 of The Walking Dead, or was that a pre-order I saw?
It's still going on. I think they're on episode 3 or 4.
Okay. But it has started.
Yeah.
I saw it on Steam.
I have it, and I'm going to play it soon. But yeah, good. Walking Dead, it's based off the Fables graphic novel. Did I say Walking Dead or Wolf Among Us?
You said Walking Dead. Do you mean Wolf Among Us?
The Wolf Among Us is based off the Fables graphic novel. And you play as Sheriff Bigby Wolf.
Is he a werewolf?
No, he's the big bad wolf.
That's kind of a werewolf.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a person because of a spell that all the creatures have called glamour that makes them blend in with New York.
I know what glamour is. That's that's the name for it in every fantasy book.
Yeah.
It's even in A Name of the Wind, or actually it's in A Wise Man's Fear. I think Flerulian talks about it.
Yeah.
Glamour. Sorry, I'm still in the middle of that book. Well, near the end of that book. Anyway, so he looks like a human, but he's the big bad wolf.
Yeah, so he's a big bad wolf, and you know, he's new start and trying to make a better image for himself and help everyone out. And it's amazing. All the dialogue, it's great. It's very well written. And in this one, it feels like your decisions matter a bit more in the grand scheme of things because you're investigating a case, and depending on where you go has big effects on, you know, how things play out.
So
like you'll have options to go to one place before another place.
As opposed to season 1 of The Walking Dead, where I heard where the little things change, or maybe the order of things change, but no matter what you do, that one person will do this, and that one person will do that.
Yeah.
At the end of the episode, it's always going to happen.
Yeah, it's pretty much like things would always happen, and it's just like who's not gonna die, pretty much.
Who are you deciding to not kill?
Yeah. And also, I had a problem in The Walking Dead where, with the dialogue options, I'd want to choose something where I feel like the character would do, but he would just, like, either not put enough emphasis on it, be like, oh, and make some sarcastic remark. I'm like, I didn't want sarcasm, I wanted actual thing. Or then he'll be like, just a plain fact, and then he'll be like, I disagree. And you just select, I disagree. And he's just yells at him, swears at the guy, and punches him in the face. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, no, that is the problem in a lot, and even in Mass Effect, sometimes I've had that problem.
Yeah.
Where it's like two words. It's so you can read it quickly, especially in the Walking Dead, where you have to answer. You timed answers, right? Because if you
Yeah, and
don't
it's the
answer in
same
time, you
in
just
The
say
Wolf
nothing.
Among Us.
Yeah, in a timed answer situation, they have to keep it short so you can read it quickly. But at the same time, sometimes the sort of quick synopsis of what it means is not how it plays out.
And The Wolf Among Us, I didn't really find that a problem at all. They did the dialogue really well, and it was the first time I really ended up using the like dot 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 option, and that would give a bunch of changes in how the story went. I'm not the story, the conversation in
You're
hand.
just mean mugging the
Yeah. I was saying that I'm gonna, now that I've beat all of it, I'm gonna go through again and have a Gordon Freeman playthrough.
But you never say
Where I
anything.
just never say anything.
Wonder if you can do that. I wonder if they'll eventually force you into saying something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you guy talks in cinematics whether or not you say anything at all, but I'm wondering if you can go through the dialogue. So yeah, it's amazing. It's one of the best well-written games I've played. And it was fun. I recommend it 100%.
Fun is good. Fun is important.
10 out of 10. Also, for when it's on sale, it's $12. Which is a great price. $12 and you get an easy. How long did I play it for? It's an easy about 9 hours of entertainment.
Easy breezy 9 hours. All right, are you ready to move on to the things I really, really don't care about?
Yeah, totally.
It's
So the Dota 2 International started.
my reaction to Dota.
And I've got a link in the show notes about how to, view it as like someone who's not a Dota crazy person. It's like the viewer's guide for plebs, like what we need for the World Cup, because I don't understand the point system.
Now, what do you mean you don't understand the point system?
It doesn't make any
You
sense.
score a goal, you get a point.
It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make
I mean, I understand that's how it works, but just overall, I have no idea what's happening.
Hey, we're not going to discuss that on the show, but I think that's quite simple because it's the same as every other sporting score. I assume you mean the team scores. It's basically the same as every other sporting thing that I can think of. But that's not neither here nor there. This is. We're in Dota. I didn't actually read this article, but judging from the link that reads the article name, gotta love super long links that have the article name with dashes for spaces. I assumed it was actually like what to pay attention to when you were live watching a game.
Yeah. So like I watch the Dota Internationals. I don't play much Dota, but I like to watch it. It's pretty intense.
I'm shaking my head. I have no
And
interest.
Dota's a lot more fast-paced and unforgiving than LoL is. Or any other ones really. So there's a lot of details and
things to watch out for.
Yeah, things to watch out for, and a lot of quick changes in how the game would go.
Quick swap.
So, like, it can go either way for a while, and when it snowballs, it'll snowball quickly. So you're not watching these, like, four guys just going and trying to hang on to their life for, like, a half hour.
That sounds so entertaining. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to watch it that way?
Because. So it's not like that, and it's great. But also, the other interesting thing is the prize pool they managed to put together for this year is $10.5 million.
Mm-hmm. That's because people donated to it, yes?
Yeah.
Also, whatever money they started with for it, but also people donated to it. I remember seeing it all the time.
Yeah. You can buy an interactive program for $10 with $2.50 going directly toward the prize pool. And, you know, the rest is, like, sponsors and whatnot.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
If you like MOBAs in the least.
Or just esports in general.
I don't watch esports either. I don't even watch StarCraft. I like StarCraft. I like playing StarCraft. I don't want to watch it. I have no interest.
That's fair enough.
So I mean, that tells you about games that I don't even want to play, let alone a game. I have no interest in watching a game I really like to play. So I really have no interest in watching a game I don't want to play.
The first place team is going to walk away with about $5 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Playing a video game.
Yeah.
Bet you they're like, "Hey, Mom. Told you I could do something."
Yeah. Just makes me think of, I've seen, I don't know, I feel like comedian things about, like, I bought a report card from grade 3 where my teacher wrote down, "He won't get anywhere if he keeps joking around." And like, yeah. What is the report card? Oh, wait, this isn't the award I want. Being funny.
Yeah. Wish I could do that.
Well, we'll just have to get that good at X-Wing. And win competitions that aren't nearly that big.
Clearly. You can win ships with that, man.
What, an X-Wing?
Yeah.
It's good. I need ships. I want to buy an Interceptor, but I might just buy the Aces. I might never use it, but I always liked the look of the Interceptor, the TIE Interceptor. It's one of my favorite looking ships.
Me too.
I want one. But I don't have any money. Anyway. $10 million, Dota 2 Internationals.
Watch them, they're intense.
Watch them. The other thing I care about slightly more than Dota, but don't really care about because I've never been a fan of games, MTG.
Magic the Gathering. The 2015 core set pre-release is this weekend, and this new release is a weird one. They've got a whole bunch of cards that are kind of OP, and they're like reprints, and it's like they just don't care, and they're just like putting it up to 11 for no reason.
So you're going to this, I assume, the pre-release? I mean, I assume
probably.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah. Or on Sunday.
Huh. Oh yeah, they have one a thing every day, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they did the last pre-release.
And
every day of the weekend.
Yeah. Midnight release, and then Saturday, and then Sunday. And it's fun.
I'm sure it's fun if you like to play those card, the battle card games. What the hell are they called?
Trading card game?
It's not a trading card game, though. Is it? You don't really... Because there's two different kinds. There's a trading card game and there's another card game.
A living card game?
No. No. Shush. Well,
that's another one.
That is one?
Yeah.
I've never heard
like,
of that.
Like, Netrunner? You heard of Netrunner?
I have. I've never played it. I do see the sign anytime, the big sign in Forbes window anytime I've gone.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I've seen the sign. And I think Christian was talking about it a couple times, but I don't listen when Christian talks. Sometimes. I sometimes don't listen when Christian talks. Much like I imagine you guys don't listen sometimes when I talk, because I talk a lot.
Yep. No.
Yes, so Magic the Gathering 2015 core set.
Yeah.
This weekend. Go get some overpowered cards and just start murdering peeps.
That'd be great.
Win the Friday Night Magic. That's a thing. I know that happens.
Yep, every Friday.
Friday, Wizards sends out like a card or something to all the registered stores or something.
Yeah, that's
Something.
it.
I don't know.
You got
Wizards.
it right.
All right, let's move off. Let's move off that and back to the video games, I
Sims
guess.
4 character creator demo will come out soon.
Man, we need Rachel's commentary on how excited you are for Sims, right?
I'm excited for Sims. I'm about as excited as Rachel.
You know, and Rachel would laugh at you for it. That's why
Yeah,
I put it up.
say that it's a girl's game. Offended. Grumble.
Yeah, it's fun to make you offended.
Did I tell you
Oh,
that I sent her that email that I promised on the show?
did you really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I sent a complaint email to the Geekly News, and then I forwarded to her and say, look.
I didn't even see that come in. You must have paid it up pretty quick.
Yeah.
I.e.
Well, I was doing
immediately.
it. I was in the process of doing it.
I.e. immediately, because it didn't even pop up on my phone. Not
Yeah.
that I saw. It's almost as fun offending you as it is to offend Justin. It's very fun to offend Justin. I take great pleasure in it.
So with the Sims 4 character creator, it's just the character creator, which is amazing. Some people have betas of the demo already, and Rachel and I were watching a live stream the other day, maybe yesterday. I don't remember. And yeah, it's awesome. You can like move specific parts and control it rather than like going off sliders. You can like click on the spot exactly and then move it just with like clicking and holding or with some sliders, and it makes it easier and more in depth.
That easier is good.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something and I cannot remember what. It's gone. Long gone. Oh, character creator demo. They did the same thing with Saints Row 3, I believe. They demoed just the character creator, and if
Yeah.
you use the character you made in the actual game when it came out, but just kind of threw the character creator out there. And I mean, there's a thing. Saints Row 3. Why I think it was three and not, or sorry, the third and not four, is because it was a big deal, their character creator, because the previous character creator was a little crazy, but still pretty normal.
Yeah, the
And
third was just
three just like,
outrageous.
you know what? File all the crazy ass batshit in there.
You can be metal.
And purple, like my guy always is. He's
Yeah.
shiny purple. Yep. Metal Mario, man, you could make Metal Mario in Saints Row.
Sure, you could.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of things. The
Ugh.
character is off the chain.
Did you really just say off the chain?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's all I have to say to you.
Okay.
Ugh.
Moving on to comics slash books.
Ugh. Okay, I'm done with you. You can take your J.K. Rowling story.
J.K. Rowling put up a new Harry Potter short story article thing that has a bit of the future of Harry in it.
Oh, that's why you needed to make a new Pottermore, is it?
Yeah, you can check it out on Pottermore, which I've been trying to get back into my old account, but couldn't figure out how, so I just made a new one recently, and so I haven't read the story yet.
Sucker.
I cannot comment it any more past its existence.
I would not be able to comment on its existence if it wasn't in the show notes. And you hadn't told me.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Harry Plopper.
That's all I have to say, other than, like, I'm excited. I hope there's more books.
Didn't she say there would be?
Did she?
I don't know. Maybe that was the movie thing.
Yeah, there's the movie thing, but...
I don't know.
The future.
I don't particularly pay attention in regards to Harry Potter either. Alright, we'll do two more things and then probably remember something else and take 10 more minutes to close the show. First off, 75 years of Marvel from Golden Age to Silver Screen. That is the name of the Marvel and Taschen? I don't know how to pronounce that. Book that, because it's the 75th anniversary of Marvel in fall. 75th. I wasn't sure if it was 50th or 75th. 75th sounds more plausible to me. And now I know that I am actually correct.
But not 100.
What?
Not 100.
Not 100. But they are doing the, let's imagine what the stories would be in, you know, at the 100th anniversary. That's what they were doing with it.
Yep.
So basically, this is 720 pages of it talks about sort of the back, you know, inside look of things about Captain America. How did he get made? Things about Thor and Iron Man and how did they get made? And then it also talks about, you know, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby and, you know, Steve Ditko and John Romita, which are a little less known but still very popular, known Marvel writers and creators.
Yeah.
So it is 720 pages, a big book. It's going to be released in fall 2014. It does not have an exact date. But anyway, if you're a big fan of Marvel, I'm sure you'll want to pick this up.
This would be great on the coffee table.
It would be a great coffee table book. It also holds quite a price tag at about $200.
Everything nice in my life holds a price tag.
Yeah, I really want one of those. I want the... Is it Firefly, A Celebration or something? It's a big hardcover book, but it's always super expensive. Yeah, so this is all sort of, you know, interviews and talking about where they were and how they made this and what the hell were they on when they thought up this character, you know.
Amazing. It's just like categorizing, like, date made, author, drugs used.
I want to see that table. That's for sure.
That's
what
awesome.
Were they on when they made Silver Surfer? And what was the guy who made that plausible on so he could put his mind in the right set to make that plausible?
Yeah, that's the other thing too.
These guys, there's lots of just batshit crazy characters, but they've always somehow managed a way to make you go, huh, okay. Mostly, yep. And mostly make you go, oh, okay, I'll accept that.
Especially with Batman.
Batman.
All of his villains are stupid.
Villains are stupid. Not Batman himself. Batman himself is perfectly fine.
Yeah, but all of his villains are stupid.
I mean, Mr. Freeze isn't that terrible. Penguin makes sense. Joker's... You don't know anything about Joker, besides he's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't remember who else they have. I can't... I mean, Crazy Quilt is Crazy Calendar Man. Penny Guy. Clock Riddler. King? Oh, Riddler. That's a weird one. He's perfectly sensible. He's just kind of useless.
He's one of the higher profile ones.
Yeah. He showed up in Young Justice. It was a very weird Riddler. We weren't sure it was the Riddler until he actually said a riddle. Because he didn't.
Scarecrow's a cool villain.
Scarecrow also kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a drug thing.
Yeah. Killer Croc, I guess, is a cool villain too. But I mean, like, even the Joker, he's just like this crazy guy who does stupid things.
Crazy guy who does stupid things and who is somehow way, way stronger than he has any right to be, being stick thin.
Yeah, well, it depends on which version we're looking at.
A lot of them, though. The general comic version of the Joker is rather skinny and lanky.
Yeah.
So.
But again, when you go from conception to now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There was drugs involved at some point.
Most definitely. All those 60s and 70s. Those hippies.
Yeah.
And their Yaris's. Sorry, that's a joke. That's a joke from Tungsten and Dragons today. I'm not even through the full episode yet. But wow. I talked about hippies and driving Yaris's. I don't remember the context beyond that. Anyway. Fall 2014, 720 pages, $200. 75 years of Marvel Comics.
Glorious.
Last thing, Dark Moon is the name of an independent comic that I forgot to write down when it was coming out. Or did it already come out? It will be available, right, first pilot in Halloween 2014. So Halloween this year, Dark Moon. Dark Moon will be a comic that will be attempting to sort of combine music, like background music and sound effects, as like an important part of its, you know, its reading, an important part of reading it. You read it with the music and the sound effects.
Yeah.
So the print and the digital versions will have a downloadable soundtrack, basically, that you listen to while you're reading it. And they're going to put one on online. I assume they have a website online where the music is sequenced to, you know, the scenes as you're reading it.
There's something else. That's there are cool. A couple I mean, other ones that I've...
It's not the first one to do it, but these things are cool.
Yeah.
The guy who made it... The guy who made it, he wants to go further down the rabbit hole than anyone else has. I don't know what further down a rabbit hole in this context means, but it's probably maybe not good. Because this, the comic is a dark sci-fi horror comic. So going deeper down the rabbit hole, dark sci-fi horror, well, it's a bad turn of phrase. If you ask me. Beyond that it's dark sci-fi, it doesn't tell you what it's going to be about.
Yeah.
They do want to get... I was just reading. They're independent right now, but they're seeking a publisher to take their unique ideas to the next level. They want somebody to pay their experimental comic. Pay their way for the experiment.
Kickstarter?
No. They could, but they probably won't. This reminds me, I didn't put it in, but I was, because there was no real... Well, this was the article that I didn't like the writing style of, and there was no real information in the article. That IDW, I guess, they're going to have, I can't remember the name of the writer, but they're going to get it. They picked up a license to Dungeons & Dragons comic.
Ooh.
So there's going to be an IDW published Dungeons & Dragons comic. I assume 5th edition, because the guy revealed it on like Twitter or something by doing the unboxing pictures of him getting a bunch of 5th edition stuff.
Cool. There's that 5th edition starter box.
Yeah, that was
that came out.
We were looking at changes.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty cool. I saw a bunch of reviews online, and they're saying it's not as bad as it was or could have been.
Really beta?
Yeah.
I haven't played it at all, so I can't really comment on it. I know 4th edition's rules really well. So that's the reason I'm really not particularly interested in moving, because that means I have to learn a whole new rule set.
Yeah.
Because you know I will. Rules lawyer for one edition is rules lawyer for any edition. But not for Shadowrun. Fuck that.
No, there's too many.
I'm not learning those rules.
No.
Either. I tried to read that book. I didn't want to.
I looked at it.
It's not, I read a decent portion of the Shadowrun 4th edition.
I read more fluff than I did the rules.
I didn't read any of the fluff. I skipped all, except for maybe the first one, I skipped all the fluff. I read all the flavor, or whatever that is. There's a term and I can't remember. It's not flavor.
There are two types of people.
Yeah. Also, I guess I should have thrown this in there. San Diego Comic-Con is in, a week? 2 weeks, maybe? It's coming up soon.
And Star Wars Rebels is going to have a panel there.
Yeah, there's lots of panels. I mean, I didn't put any of the panels that I saw announcements for. And that was the one I was closest to putting in the notes, Star Wars Rebels. Mostly because Steve Bloom was going to be at the panel.
And Star Wars.
Yeah.
Surprised I didn't put Star Wars Rebels in there.
Yeah, no, me too. I even gave you like two opportunities to be like, I said, is everything we want in the notes in the notes?
Well, you know, you think of it as you go.
Yes, we do. Because we are unorganized.
Completely organized.
That is the name of our game. Alright, I think that's it. Unless Andrew has anything more off topic, / just to remember.
Not that I can remember.
Alright. You can follow us on Twitter. My Twitter is at dud75, D-U-D-7-5. Andrew?
Oh, I am at dupe. That's at D-U-P-3 on the Twitter.
You can follow the show at Geekly News, G-W-E-E-K-L-Y-N-E-W-S. We have a website. It is geeklynews.com.
It is a sexy website.
Says the guy who developed it.
Biased!
You can find the shows up there. You can stream them there. You can subscribe to RSS. You can comment on things, and it'll send us like an email. It works like the email. Speaking of email, you can send us an email at feedback@geeklynews.com. What else can you do on the website, Andrew? You can look up your blogs and your cosplay corners.
Yep, yeah, you can. Leave a comment and engage in a discussion.
And the blog, the review that I have, like, three sentences on now? I think I added a sentence.
You're almost there. You can do it. You can do it.
I was staring at it while they were doing whatever they were doing. They were fighting for, you know, an hour while we were just sitting there staring at the review. Just staring at it going, I should write something. But where do I go? What do I write? Stared at it for like half an hour. Just open on my computer screen. Also, you can subscribe if you prefer, you know, iDevices or just iTunes on your computer. You can subscribe to the show via iTunes. Give us a review on iTunes would be really nice. We could use
and some 5 stars.
We could use a review that isn't Andrew's.
If you leave a review, we'll read it on the show.
Unless you don't want us to, in which case just say it somewhere in the review, don't read it on the show. Also, the same goes for emails. We will read it on the show if you want us to. If you don't, just tell us don't read it on the show. Be like, yeah. Yo, don't read it on the show. That rhymed.
And then we might just ignore you, and then you can send us more emails, and we'll read them too.
Why would
we love you, audience.
Yes, we love both of you. Rachel, Evan, we love both of you. I don't know if anybody else listens.
Sometimes Erica.
She did say that. She did say that. And she commented, so clearly she's listened to at least one.
And me. I listen to most of the episodes.
I don't. I have a backlog of too many podcasts as it is. I don't need to add more.
Yeah, but this one's so good. There's a host on this podcast that has the exact same views as I do.
The host you always agree with.
Yeah. He just gets it.
Oh God. And lastly, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gweeklynews. That is it for this week. Thank you, listeners, for listening in.
And until next time,
No.
I've been Andrew.
Yep. And bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.